that?
3, 2, 1. We're talking with Dixie College head basketball coach Ken Wagner. Coach, your kids played awfully hard last night, and it was tough to come away without a win.
We did. I thought we played hard and led most of the game, and then unfortunately weren't able to come through and win it.
The feeling among a lot of people that observed the game is that most of the way you outplayed Utah Valley significantly.
Well, I thought we did. We kept getting ahead, and yet it was awfully hard to pull away because, you know, the foul situation. They were able to shoot a lot of free throws, and I think we ended up outscoring them by quite a bit from the field, and yet we weren't able to come through with the win.
Some amazing performances last night. Marcus Austin, when you needed him, came through this time. It was great to see him.
Well, he really played well. Todd got in early foul trouble. Richard got in foul trouble. Well, everyone was in foul trouble. And Marcus was in foul trouble, but played very well during the game and had an excellent game.
Craig Rydalch, unbelievable performance from the three-point area last night, under pressure.
He played well, and, you know, many times they were very physical, and, you know, I thought fouled several times while he was shooting, and he was still able to convert.
I don't think there's much argument that Dixie committed a lot of fouls. The argument was what happened with Utah Valley's fouls.
Well, I think that was, you know, the biggest thing. It looked like on one end that the calls tended to be, you know, for every touch or whatever happened, and yet on the other end, you know, there were bumps and bangs and no calls. And so, you know, I don't think the argument necessarily as far as us not fouling, but they were fouling at the same time.
Obviously, there was a lot of tension. Some tempers flared last night. No real injuries anyplace, but that has to be disappointing from both coaches' points of view to have the tempers flare.
Well, considering the whole situation and everything, you know, you don't want to see the tempers flare at all and get out of control. And yet I felt our kids handled themselves fairly well for the pressure that, you know, was going on. It's hard to and frustrating to be in that situation, and really, for the most part, handled it well other than maybe once or twice.
For Todd Crow, his worst performance of his career, really was taken out of it early with foul trouble.
Well, he was, and, you know, that's the frustrating thing. He's a little physical, and yet their big man was pushing and shoving, and it was all right on one end and not on the other, and I know Todd probably only played 3 or 4 minutes.
For Salt Lake Community College tonight, this is kind of an unusual situation. People are really not sure what situation the program is in right now. Coach and AD resigned yesterday.
Well, they did. I talked to the AD today, and he says he was planning on going into business anyway, and it just kind of came at the same time. And they've had a lot of problems with people that brought in, and, you know, I don't know, for whatever the reasons are, the coach said it wasn't his priority and would rather be doing something else, and so the assistant will have him for the rest of the year. They still came back, and, you know, they were able to beat Snow last night.
A very physically talented team, Salt Lake Community College.
Oh, they are, if they have everyone. I'm really not sure who they have playing with them, but just everything we've heard and talked to people, they're supposed to be very, very good.
It's awfully tough to prepare for a game like this, isn't it?
Well, it is, because you don't know who's going to be playing, and changing coaches, you know, they probably didn't have time to change much of what they're doing. And yet, you know, you don't really know the personnel, so.
Tonight, any changes coming up for Dixie?
No, we'll start the same lineup and hopefully be able to, you know, keep the foul total down a little and just play hard and do the things that we've been doing recently.
Really, throughout most of the game, the defense played extremely well last night for you. You must have been pleased.
Well, I was very pleased, other than the foul situation. We talked just after watching the video and really counting travelings that occurred before baskets and taking off free throws would have held them in the 40s. And so, you know, our defense was very good other than, you know, those two factors.
I think a lot of people were surprised by Dixie's quickness. You know, you've been quick, but extremely quick last night.
Well, we have a very quick team. I thought probably we could have pressured Utah Valley, and we did towards the end, and they had some trouble with it, and yet we were in so much foul trouble it was impossible to come out and really just get after it pressure-wise.
Given the situation, is it possible to say there is a key to tonight's game, not knowing exactly what your opponent's going to have?
I think the key is we really need to play well defensively. We have to have a great defensive game, be in the right places, right times, but without the fouls.
Coach Ken Wagner, thank you for being with us. Good luck tonight.
Well, thank you, Larry.
We're talking with Salt Lake Community College head coach Max Lloyd. Coach, suddenly you're the head coach, and that must be a little bit of a shock.
It's a lot of pressure all of a sudden.
For Dave, I understand that he wanted to get back into his business more.
I understand that also, and he disclosed to me that he wanted to be closer to his family and watch his son play ball. He's got a son in high school, I understand, and that's kind of tearing him away.
I know it's been a lot of pressure, the time commitment and all, carrying on
that's
the business.
True. And I understand he just had this job as a part-time position, and I guess I'm going to devote 100% of my time to it.
Well, there are probably going to be a lot of questions raised about the resignation coming at mid-season and all, but when were you informed?
2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
And suddenly you're head coach.
That's right.
You had a good win last night. You won it all.
Well, it was exciting. A lot of pressure. Couldn't sleep.
Let's talk a little bit about the team this year. It's been another good team for Salt Lake Community College.
It is a good team. There's a good crop of people here, and there's been a lot of good talent leave the city. I hope that what we have remaining will gel together through the adversity and remain on a winning track.
Let's talk about some of the ball players that you have left. Now, I understand there's a lot of good talent that's left, but who will you start tonight?
Melvin Love is our starting center, and everybody knows about Mel. He's a prolific scorer. He got 28 points in last night's game. Inside, we have Anthony January, a 6'5 power man. On the guard lines, we have Matt Barnes, Izzy Washington, and Mark Gisman will start.
Now, for Melvin Love, I understand that from all the reports, he's taken a major step up this year, hence UNLV recruiting him.
I've seen tremendous strides in Melvin in both his basketball abilities as well as his attitude towards citizenship.
Well, Matt Barnes has been a pain in the side of Dixie for last year many times.
Right. I didn't follow him last year, so I'm aware of his quickness, though, and his talent, and I admire him for that.
Suddenly thrust into the head coaching position, how can you prepare for Dixie? What do you expect out of Dixie tonight?
That's the toughest question I'll ever be asked, because I really cannot coach effectively not knowing